Are you feeling like you're in a one-sided relationship or friendship, constantly giving but rarely receiving? It might be time to ask yourself, am I being used? In this video, we're diving into the wisdom of Stoicism to bring you 10 Stoic ways to know if someone is using you. Step 1. They don't give back. Stoicism emphasizes reciprocity. The famous Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius stressed the necessity of mutual support and balance in relationships. Someone who doesn't give back shows an imbalance that goes against Stoic morality. In any relationship, friendship, family, or romantic, support, care, and effort should be shared. This reciprocity is about a natural flow of give and take that strengthens the link, not keeping score. Giving without getting indicates a one-sided relationship. Stoicism urges us to watch and reflect on our interactions. Epictetus, another Stoic philosopher, advised us to focus on what we can control and accept the rest. Responses are our choice, but others' actions are beyond our control. Understanding when someone doesn't give back helps us decide what to do. When someone takes advantage of your compassion without repaying, they violate Stoic justice and natural attachment. Stoics valued self-respect and inner peace. When someone takes without giving, we lose tranquility and become resentful and frustrated. Recognizing this mismatch lets us protect our inner peace. Critically assessing your connections is crucial. Does this individual help me grow? Is my work appreciated? When I need them, are they there? If the answers are always negative, reevaluate the connection. Stoicism can be applied to setting boundaries. Healthy relationships require boundaries to prevent our compassion from being taken for granted. Seneca, a Roman Stoic philosopher, advised self-care and limits to safeguard mental and emotional health. Setting limits shows others your time, energy, and resources are valuable. It also helps you distinguish between true friends and exploiters. Boundaries foster mutual respect and support, not isolation. Remember, Stoicism teaches morality and wisdom. It's good to be generous and compassionate, but also to avoid exploitation. Recognizing when someone doesn't pay back follows Stoic justice and self-respect. Step 2. They're only there when they need you. When someone only shows up when they need something, it shows self-interest rather than respect and connection. This violates Stoic truthfulness and authenticity. Aurelius stressed the need of knowing people's actual intentions. He wrote extensively about the need to see past appearances and understand motives. When someone simply asks for help, it's clear they care about themselves, not the relationship. Mutual support and understanding are key to true relationships. When someone only comes when needed, they violate this principle. Instead, they view the relationship as transactional, prioritizing their demands over mutual respect. Stoicism advises us to stay calm and not let others' actions bother us in such situations. Epictetus believed we should control what we can and accept what we cannot. While we can't affect others' behavior, we can control our reaction. Recognizing that someone is only present when they need you lets you reassess the relationship. Are they concerned about your well-being or just utilizing you? Self-respect and emotional wellness depend on this awareness. Stoic journaling can aid in such times. You can obtain clarity and perspective by periodically reflecting on your interactions and feelings. List instances where this person only reached out in emergencies. It makes you feel how. Does it match your values and relationship goals? This reflection can inform your next steps. You should also share your thoughts and opinions. Stoicism emphasizes truthfulness and communication. Explaining your concerns allows the person to comprehend and possibly change their behavior. However, they may not alter. In such instances, your health is paramount. Setting boundaries is vital again. If someone only calls you when they need something, set availability and resource constraints. You don't have to be mean, but you defend your time and energy from being exploited. Doing so shows self-respect and inspires others to respect you. Stoicism encourages us to break negative bonds. You may need to end a relationship if someone uses you without concern for your well-being. This is difficult, especially if there are emotional links, but it's necessary for inner peace and integrity. Step 3. They sweet talk to get their way. People manipulate others using sweet talking or flattery. Stoicism values sincerity and authenticity, hence flattery is wrong. People who use sweet talk to manipulate you are not being honest, thus they may be using you. Marcus Aurelius stressed the need of perceiving things as they are, not as we want. It can be tempting to believe excessive flattery and feel cherished. Stoicism helps us see beyond surface praise and see the underlying intentions behind such deeds. Authentic relationships are built on honesty and respect, not manipulation. When someone sweet talks to get their way, they put their needs above the facts, damaging the connection. To negotiate this, you need discernment. Epictetus encouraged us to judge others by their deeds, not their words. Check if they act as they talk. Do they act consistently or say what they believe you want to hear to succeed? Sweet talkers employ flattery to appeal to your emotions rather than your logic. Stoicism teaches us to remain rational and resist emotional appeals. When someone sweet talks, step back and assess the situation. What do they get from this interaction? Do their deeds match their words? Self-awareness and self-reflection assist too. Journaling about your experiences and relationships can reveal insights. Record flattering moments and consider context. Did they keep their promises? Did their words reflect their actions? This practice helps you spot patterns and make better decisions. Treating sweet talkers requires setting limits again. Set limitations on what you will accept if someone constantly flatters you. Tell them your expectations and that honesty and sincerity are more important than flattery. This prevents manipulation and promotes authenticity. Stoicism encourages us to value ourselves without external affirmation. Strong self-worth makes you less susceptible to flattery and more savvy to manipulation. Practice self-affirmation and remember your worth regardless of others. Respect and real concern are key in partnerships. You are not respected or valued when someone uses sweet talk to influence you. Maintaining your integrity and well-being requires recognizing and addressing this habit. Step 4. Their actions don't match their words. Stoicism emphasizes word-action alignment. True knowledge and virtue, according to the Stoics, are consistent and honest behaviors. When actions don't match words, it shows a lack of integrity and authenticity, which are necessary for true connections. Marcus Aurelius stressed the necessity of following one's values. Our behaviors should reflect our ideas and commitments, he said. Inconsistency between words and acts violates the Stoic ideal of coherence and truthfulness. Epictetus advised judging individuals by their actions, not their words. Though words can be controlled, actions show actual intentions and character. Over time, someone's behavior reveals their genuineness and reliability. When actions don't match words, someone may be using you. They may deceive and dominate you by making empty promises. This behavior damages trust and relationships. Stoicism promotes judgment and critical thinking. Instead of trusting words, we should examine their congruence with actions. Someone who repeatedly breaks promises shows a lack of commitment and regard for the relationship. Communication of views and concerns is crucial. Stoicism promotes openness and honesty. Tell them how their inconsistency impacts you and the relationship. This lets them fix their behavior and sets a benchmark for integrity and reliability. Managing people who act differently from their statements requires setting boundaries. Set clear expectations and hold them to their promises. Avoid the relationship if they keep being inconsistent. Deception and manipulation should not be allowed to interrupt our inner calm and well-being, according to Stoicism. Stoicism values self-reflection. To ensure your connections and interactions match your ideals, evaluate them regularly. Do you hang out with honest people? Are you appreciated and valued in relationships? Introspection can help you choose trustworthy partners and investments. Furthermore, Stoicism teaches us to accept what we cannot control. We can set expectations and boundaries, but not change others' conduct. If someone is inconsistent despite your attempts, you may need to end the relationship. This is difficult yet necessary for inner peace and integrity. Step 5. They guilt trip you. People use guilt tripping to dominate and abuse others. Making you feel responsible for their feelings or behavior often leads you to act against your best interests. Stoicism's emphasis on rationality and emotional resilience helps identify and manage guilt tripping. Stoicism emphasizes the difference between controllable and uncontrollable factors. Epictetus taught that we are accountable for our actions and feelings, not others. Contrary to Stoic beliefs, guilt tripping is an attempt to shift responsibility. Marcus Aurelius stressed the value of inner tranquility and not letting others disturb it. Guilt tripping can ruin your mood and cause worry and hostility. Recognizing manipulation lets you protect your mental health. Pause and reflect when guilt tripped. Has this become my responsibility? Can I control their emotions and actions? Avoid guilt manipulation by critically examining the circumstance. Stoicism teaches us to accept our powerlessness. You can create and enforce boundaries, but not modify others' conduct. Leaving a relationship may be required if someone keeps ignoring your limits. Although tough, this is necessary for inner peace and integrity. Relationship respect and justice are also stressed in Stoicism. Someone who ignores your boundaries doesn't respect or value you. By confronting this behavior, you uphold Stoic justice and mutual respect. Step 7. They only call when they need something. Only calling when needed shows a transactional relationship, not a meaningful one. This behavior suggests they're exploiting you. Marcus Aurelius stressed knowing people's actual intentions and motivations. A self-centered relationship is shown when someone only contacts when they need something. Such behavior violates Stoic principles of sincerity, authenticity, and respect. Epictetus advised judging individuals by their actions, not their words. Someone who only approaches you when they need something shows that they use the relationship to get what they want. This transactional approach hinders relationship health. Stoicism advises us to stay calm and not let others' actions affect us. You can feel exhausted and resentful when someone only calls when they need something. Recognizing this conduct lets you defend your health and peace. To handle such situations, use discretion and critical thinking. Is this individual concerned about my well-being or just themselves? Are they in my life during good and difficult times, or only when needed? This reflection can reveal the relationship's genuine character. Clear communication is needed to address this behavior. Tell them how their behaviors make you feel and ask for a more balanced and reciprocal connection. This gives people a chance to adapt and promotes healthy interactions. Managing folks who only call when they need something requires setting boundaries. Define and express your availability and resource restrictions. Doing so shows self-respect and inspires others to respect you. Self-reflection and journaling can help identify one-sided relationships. Note instances of feeling utilized and assess the situation. How did these interactions affect you? Did you feel appreciated or exploited? This self-reflection might inform your relationship choices. Stoicism encourages us to value ourselves and not need others' acceptance. With a strong sense of self-worth, you're less likely to tolerate being used and more likely to pursue respectful, supportive relationships. Practice self-affirmation and remember your worth regardless of others. When someone just calls when they need something, they disrespect your time, energy, and worth. Maintaining your integrity and well-being requires recognizing and addressing this habit. Step 8. They don't support your growth. Growing and improving are central to Stoicism. Stoics valued moral and intellectual growth. If someone doesn't encourage your growth, they may be utilizing you. Marcus Aurelius stressed morality and self-improvement. He felt true friends and partners should help each other improve. Indifference or obstruction to your growth shows a lack of concern and respect. Epictetus advised us to hang around with those who motivate and push us. Support and personal and moral growth should underpin relationships. When someone doesn't encourage your progress, it breaks this equilibrium and hinders a lasting partnership. Stoicism advises being selective about who we let in. Consider whether others support your ambitions, Do they encourage you to follow your passions and improve, or do they criticize your efforts? This reflection can reveal your relationship's genuine character. Clear communication is needed to address this behavior. Tell them how their lack of help impacts you and ask for greater support. This allows them to change and sets a norm for better, more enriching interactions. Managing people who don't support your growth requires setting boundaries. Set and express your tolerance limits. You show self-respect and inspire others to respect you and your goals. Journaling and self-reflection can help identify unsupportive relationships. Log your unsupported moments and examine the circumstances. How did these interactions affect you? Feeling respected and encouraged, or dismissed and undermined? This self-reflection might inform your relationship choices. Stoicism encourages us to value ourselves and not need others' acceptance. Strong self-worth makes you less likely to be held back and more likely to seek out growth-promoting partnerships. Assure yourself of your worth and growth potential. Not supporting your growth is unjust, since it hinders your quest of morality and excellence. By confronting this behavior, you uphold stoic justice and mutual respect. Step 9. They dodge responsibility. The Stoics emphasize taking responsibility for their acts. Stoics thought that virtue and fulfillment need personal accountability and honesty. Someone who constantly avoids accountability may be exploiting you to avoid their mistakes. Marcus Aurelius stressed self-discipline and responsibility. He thought that taking responsibility for our actions and results shows true character. Avoiding responsibility shows dishonesty and a contempt for Stoic justice and accountability. Epictetus advised us to take responsibility for our actions and focus on what we can control. Avoiding responsibility is a violation of Stoic ethics. This behavior damages trust and relationships. Stoicism urges us to observe behavior and character. Consider whether the individuals in your life take responsibility or make excuses and blame others. Do they admit fault and apologize, or do they evade responsibility and expect you to clean up? This reflection can reveal your relationship's genuine character. Clear communication is needed to address this behavior. Tell them how their avoidance of accountability impacts you and the relationship. State your integrity and accountability expectations. This gives people a chance to improve and promotes healthier, more honest interactions. When dealing with evaders, boundaries are essential. Set and express your tolerance limits. Doing so shows self-respect and encourages others to take responsibility. Self-reflection and journaling can reveal responsibility avoidance behaviors. Write down occasions where someone else's lack of accountability burdened you and assess the context. How did these interactions affect you? Were you respected and supported, or exploited and frustrated? This self-reflection might inform your relationship choices. Stoicism encourages us to appreciate ourselves and not let others define our duty. Strong self-worth makes you less tolerant of others' lack of accountability and more willing to seek out respectful, honest interactions. Encourage yourself and remind yourself of your worth and duty. Respect and real concern are key in partnerships. Someone who avoids responsibility doesn't respect or value you as an equal. Maintaining your integrity and well-being requires recognizing and addressing this habit. Justice and fairness in relationships are central to Stoicism. Someone who avoids responsibility unfairly expects others to pay for their actions. By confronting this behavior, you uphold Stoic justice and mutual respect. Step 10. Your gut feels something's off. Stoicism emphasizes trusting our reasoning intellect while also respecting our intuition and feelings. When you have a bad feeling, it frequently indicates a deeper issue. Recognizing exploitation with this intuitive intuition is powerful. Marcus Aurelius stressed self-reflection. He felt we might achieve clarity and wisdom by continually meditating on our ideas and feelings. When you sense anything is off, pay attention and investigate. Epictetus stressed the importance of feeling and being aware of our emotions. Stoicism promotes emotional balance without suppressing impulses. Instead, it coaches us to use our emotions to understand ourselves and others. Stoicism promotes judgment and critical thinking. Reflect on your gut instinct when something feels strange. Does the person act inconsistently? Does their behavior match their words? Do you feel appreciated and valued in the relationship or exploited? Reflection can help you spot problems and take action. Addressing these feelings requires clear communication. Discuss your worries and feelings about their conduct. This allows them to confront the issue and establishes open and honest communication in the partnership. Setting limits is essential in uncomfortable situations. Set and express your tolerance limits. You show self-respect and preserve your health by doing so. Stoicism advocates self-worth and emotional awareness. High self-esteem makes you more likely to trust your intuition and protect yourself. Practice self-affirmation and remember your worth and right to be acknowledged in relationships. When you have a bad feeling, these elements may be lacking. Maintaining your integrity and well-being requires recognizing and addressing this sensation. Living by our values is central to Stoicism. If something feels strange, the connection may not be consistent with your honesty, respect, and integrity. Recognizing and resolving this feeling upholds Stoic sincerity and virtue.